Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, today is yet another day where you can get some stuff done if you need to, running some errands, maybe cleaning up the yard, making sure that things are ready for the wind and rain that is on the way. Clear the storm drains in your street. Make sure those are ready to take on a lot of water. The gutters of your house, those you want to make sure there's no pine needles, leaves, branches stuck in those. Those will get plugged up quickly with the amount of rain that is on the way. Trimming any trees, if you possibly can, would be a good idea. Remember, you do not need to tape windows. It's a waste of your time. And so it's a day where you can still get some stuff done, maybe drain the pool a little bit, right? There's a lot of water, again, a lot of water on the way before things really get going today. There will be a few scattered showers at times. Temperature's rather cool, and it'll be breezy, but direct significant impacts from Ian will still be holding off for a little bit while longer. Temperatures today will only top out in the 70s. Winds averaging 10 to 15 miles per hour, but gusts to 20 and 25 miles per hour. So it'll be a little breezy and quite windy when you get to the intracoastal and the beaches. Ian making that move for the southwest coast of Florida with what looks to be a major hit on the area from Fort Myers to Sarasota, plus or minus a few miles. The worst of the storm surge staying south of Tampa Bay, but Tampa itself is still going to see very heavy rain and high winds with this storm and a pretty profound impact. And then moving northeastbound, the biggest change in the forecast track over the last day or so is that move all the way to the coast of Florida, and the chance that this gets just out over the ocean again, just offshore, with at that point then an opportunity to maintain strength, even though it will have weakened crossing Florida. And then it moves northbound to just east of Jacksonville. It doesn't change the rainfall forecast much, but it does change the wind forecast a great deal. Winds will be out of the east instead of a southerly flow like it was looking we might have earlier this week. And well, now it's mainly an easterly flow. So that'll have a tendency to drive a lot of water through the St. Johns River system from the ocean all the way to downtown. But there will not be the long fetch of southerly flow pushing water into downtown like we had with Irma. This is not as much of an Irma situation as it is more like a Matthew situation for our beaches. But the rainfall does look to be even heavier than what occurred with Matthew. And that's going to be the big problem. Even though we dried out a little bit over the last couple of weeks, still a lot of water overall in the system. There's a lot of water in the soil. It will not take long to be saturated. Winds that maybe wouldn't normally uproot trees will be able to do so with that saturated soil. So some power lines are going to go down. There will be some power outages. In some cases, they may be for a significant period of time, especially considering that utility companies will not likely be able to get out and fix things, repair things, until the winds subside, which is not going to occur until later in the day on Friday. So if you happen to have a power outage early in the storm, you could be without power at least a couple of days and maybe longer. So now's the time to make sure you've got everything powered up, all your electronic devices, make sure they're 100% charged and keep charging them on and off just in case. And have it tuned to 104.5 WOKV would be some great advice as well as we continue to bring you the updated First Alert forecast round the clock. We can expect today's showers to be pretty hit and miss, to be pretty scattered. The best chance for more persistent rainfall remains over southern St. Johns County, maybe every once in a while edging as far north as Highway 16. So St. Augustine, Crescent Beach, Marineland all have a shot at a little bit more significant rain today versus areas more to the north. And then tonight, that rain gradually pushes northward as Ian makes its move towards Central Florida in the I-4 corridor, very near Orlando, which looks to suffer some pretty serious impacts in this particular case. And realize that this is mirroring Charlie now, the way it looks, instead of Irma, which was kind of the case 24 hours ago. But Charlie was a smaller storm. It was intense, but it was much more compact. It was a fast intensifying storm right off the coast of Florida versus Ian getting its act together while moving across the southeast Gulf and is already a powerful storm before reaching Florida. And then will remain a large and powerful storm, or at least large, especially with a wide wind envelope as it gets to the east coast of Florida. Once to the east coast, even though it gets back over the water, it doesn't appear to be far enough offshore for significant restrengthening, but it would at least be able to maintain itself better by having that water nearby or being over water. Moving east to Jacksonville about midday Friday, and then another landfall on the coast of the Carolinas, very near Savannah, Georgia, actually, late Friday into Friday night. That would be the third landfall. The first one was on the Cuba coast, western Cuba, as a Cat 3 early in the day on Tuesday. Now the second landfall near Fort Myers, either as a Cat 3, possibly Cat 4, this afternoon into this evening, and then yet followed by another one, which will be near Savannah late in the week, and then that'll finally be it. It'll move inland and should dissipate. There's also a frontal system stuck across central Florida. Ian will try to follow that front, and that's where the heaviest rain will be focused, near and north of the front. And there could be some pretty epic rainfall amounts out of this, unfortunately, as I think widespread 5 to 10 inches of rain will occur from Highway 301 to I-95, 10 to 15 inches, but locally as much as 20 inches or more east of I-95 to our beaches, and the center for that appears at this point, and there'll be some massaging of this forecast, but from southeastern Duval through much of St. Johns County, that's going to include some major cities and the areas with big neighborhoods that could have some really serious water problems. Obviously, St. Augustine is a big concern given the forecast here. So that's the area that will have the heaviest rain. It's possible a spot or two could measure 2 feet of rain in a matter of a day and a half or so. Rainfall coverage is going to be 100%, and there will be a dramatic drop in the amount of rain when you get west of Highway 301. So Baker County, far western Nassau County, but especially Baker County, should see quite a bit less rain. Having said that, it should still average 2 to 4 inches locally, 6 inches or more, even west of Highway 301. So it's a lot, but it's not near the magnitude or the numbers that appear to be in the offing now for the I-95 corridor to the intracoastal and the beaches. If you live in a flood-prone area, you should stay alert, be prepared to evacuate. And if you are ordered to evacuate, by the way, you should heed those orders. You should follow that information and do it as quickly as you possibly can and as safely as you can. We'll be keeping a very close eye on Clay County as well as Black Creek and its tributaries. Will have a good chance to have at least some, if not significant, flooding, perhaps the most significant since Irma. So that'll be another one we keep, obviously, a very close eye on. Winds don't look to be incredible through this, but again, with saturated soil, it won't take as much wind to uproot trees. So winds on average should be about 30 to 40 miles per hour sustained, but some gusts to 50 and 60 miles per hour, and a scattered hurricane gust or two will be possible, especially along the St. Johns River, the intercoastal, and the beaches. So we're going to be really tight on that threshold for closing the bridges, which is 40 miles per hour. I would say that chances are we'll see a few bridges closed once in a while in some of the strongest bands that produce the strongest and most persistent winds. But I wouldn't think that that criteria would be met for a particularly long period of time. But realize authorities can and will make that decision just based on overall safety as to whether or not bridges or certain bridges should stay open. And some may be closed while others are not. And some may be closed just for a certain period of time while maybe a potentially very heavy band is overhead, and then will be reopened as soon as that band moves away. As we get into Friday, the center is moving by just to the east of Jacksonville. The beaches continue to take a battering, but we will see some pretty fast improvement the way it looks now by later Friday into Friday evening. That's good news. It will take a while, obviously, for water to recede, and in some cases, water will continue to rise through the weekend, especially on the bigger and more major rivers that take longer to crest and then longer to fall. So the water is still going to be an issue all the way into the weekend, and if some of those extreme rainfall amounts are realized, there may be some water in places that we don't very often get water. So do keep that in mind. There'll be a very strong wind out of the east blowing, so any east-facing windows or doors will be susceptible to water penetration. So have some extra towels available. Tarps can come in handy, whatever it might take. You may have never had water come into your house, and this is one of those cases where that could happen with heavy enough rain and strong enough winds. Vents in your house, that water can be driven right through those vents and into the attic areas. So that's all something to think about. And and consider as we go through the next couple of days. Storm surge will average about 2 to 4 feet along the St. Johns River. The peak storm surge downtown during Irma was almost 6 feet. So the call for right now is less than that, but with very heavy rain, if it coincides with high tide, still could have some very high water problems downtown Jacksonville. The coast is forecast of a 3 to 5 foot storm surge for right now, which is at least 1 to 2 feet lower than what occurred with Matthew. But again, times of high tide and with some very heavy rain, some really high water could occur, and just the amount of rainwater in some inland spots will cause major flooding. There will also be isolated tornadoes and waterspouts, but with a track more south and southeast, the tornado and waterspout threat is not as great as it could be or would be with a storm center to the west of Jacksonville, but there still will likely be at least an isolated waterspout or two and tornado or two to deal with over the next few days. Those would be fast-moving tornadoes with very little advance notice or warning, and they'll be hard to see because they'll be what we call wrapped in rain. They'll be covered and wrapped with tropical downpours. At our beaches, waves will average 6 to 12 feet, breakers at our beaches, but at times higher for Thursday and Friday. Building seas today at about 4 to 6 feet this morning. Occasional 4 to 6 footers will build to about 5 to 7, maybe an 8 footer by late this afternoon and into this evening. Very high rip current risk. Best advice is to stay out of the water. And while there'll be an offshore wind this weekend, which will really clean up that surf and get a lot of surfers out there, it still will be dangerous with that high rip current risk continuing, even though the seas and surf will gradually be subsiding. And speaking of the weekend, it looks really nice. That's great news. As Ian moves to the north, drier air will wrap in underneath. And we're really looking at a nice, quiet weekend of weather. But, of course, there still will be standing water and, in some cases, some flooding going on. And there may be some cleanup, depending on exactly how this evolves. But from a weather standpoint, it looks really nice with plenty of sunshine, afternoon highs in the 80s, nighttime lows dropping well down into the 60s, which will be good news. If we do have widespread power outages, it doesn't look like it'll be overly hot following Ian's move past the area and then on to the north. Keep up to date, round the clock. Again, the advice is to stay calm, be prepared, but don't panic. Know what to do. Talk about it with your family members. Stay calm. Listen to us in the First Alert Weather Center, whether it's on 104.5 WOKV or CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jax. If you lose power, obviously go to the radio side. We'll be keeping you updated there round the clock. And check out Talking the Tropics with Mike, which I continue to update, of course, frequently as well. So take care of yourself. Take care of one another. Be smart. Stay calm, and we'll get through this okay, and we've got a lot of sunshine to follow as we get into your weekend. With all the weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.